Commit Scripture to memory. Several times each day, precious golden moments should be consecrated to prayer and to the study of the Scriptures, if it is only to commit a text to memory, that spiritual life may exist in the soul. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 4, page 459, 1880. God's precious word is the standard for youth who would be loyal to the King of Heaven. Let them study the Scriptures. Let them commit text after text to memory and acquire a knowledge of what the Lord has said. My Life Today, page 315, 1887. Build a wall of Scriptures around you, and you will see that the world cannot break it down. Commit the Scriptures to memory, and then throw right back upon Satan when he comes with his temptations. It is written. This is the way that our Lord met the temptations of Satan and resisted them. Review and Herald, April 10, 1888. Hang in memory's hall the precious words of Christ. They are to be valued far above silver or gold. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 6, page 81, 1900. Keep a pocket Bible with you as you work, and improve every opportunity to commit to memory its precious promises. Review and Herald, April 27, 1905. The time will come when many will be deprived of the written word, but if this word is printed in the memory, no one can take it from us. Manuscript Releases, number 760, page 24, 1906. Study the Word of God. Commit its precious promises to memory, so that when we shall be deprived of our Bibles, we may still be in possession of the Word of God. 10 Manuscript Release, page 298, 1909. Revelation 14, an anchor to God's people. In these last days, it is our duty to ascertain the full meaning of the first, second, and third angels' messages. All our transactions should be in accordance with the Word of God. The first, second, and third angels' messages are all united and are revealed in the 14th chapter of Revelation from the 6th verse to the close. 13 Manuscript Release, number 68, 1896. Many who embraced the third angel message had not had an experience in the two former messages. Satan understood this, and his evil eye was upon them to overthrow them. But the third angel was pointing them to the most holy place, and those who had an experience in the past messages were pointing them the way to the heavenly sanctuary. Many saw the perfect chain of truth in the angels' messages and gladly received them in their order and followed Jesus by faith into the heavenly sanctuary. These messages were represented to me as an anchor to the people of God. Those who understand and receive them will be kept from being swept away by the many delusions of Satan. Early Writings, page 256, 1858. Educate the mind to believe God's word. Those who feel at liberty to question the word of God, to doubt everything where there is any chance to be unbelieving, will find that it will require a tremendous struggle to have faith when troubles come. It will be almost impossible to overcome the influence that binds the mind which has been educated in the line of unbelief. For by this course, the soul is bound in Satan's snare and becomes powerless to break the dreadful net that has been woven closer and closer about the soul. In taking a position of doubt, man calls to his aid the agencies of Satan. But the only hope of one who has been educated in the line of unbelief is to fall all helpless upon the Savior, and like a child submit his will and his way to Christ, that he may be brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. Man does not have the power to recover himself from the snare of Satan. He who educates himself in the line of questioning, doubting, and criticizing strengthens himself in infidelity. Manuscript 3, 1895. Preparation for future trials. The servants of Christ are to prepare no set speech to present when brought to trial for their faith. Their preparation is to be made day by day in treasuring up in their hearts the precious truths of God's Word, in feeding upon the teaching of Christ, and through prayer, strengthening their faith. Then, when brought into trial, the Holy Spirit will bring to their remembrance the very truths that will reach the hearts of those who shall come to hear. God will flash the knowledge obtained by diligent searching of the Scriptures into their memory at the very time when it is needed. Counsels on Sabbath School Work, pages 40 and 41, 1900. When the time of trial shall come, there are men now preaching to others who will find, upon examining the positions they hold, that there are many things for which they can give no satisfactory reason. Until thus tested, they knew not their great ignorance. And there are many in the church who take it for granted that they understand what they believe. But until controversy arises, they do not know their own weakness. When separated from those of like faith and compelled to stand singly and alone to explain their belief, they will be surprised to see how confused are their ideas of what they had accepted as truth. Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5, page 707, 1889. Control the moral powers. The ability to give a reason for our faith is a good accomplishment. But if the truth does not go deeper than this, the soul will never be saved. The heart must be purified from all moral defilement. Our High Calling, page 142, 1893. Few realize that it is a duty to exercise control over their thoughts and imaginations. It is difficult to keep the undisciplined mind fixed upon profitable subjects, but if the thoughts are not properly employed, religion cannot flourish in the soul. The mind must be preoccupied with sacred and eternal things, or it will cherish trifling and superficial thoughts. Both the intellectual and the moral powers must be disciplined, and they will strengthen and improve by exercise. Our High Calling, page 111, 1881. We greatly need to encourage and cultivate pure, chaste thoughts, and to strengthen the moral powers rather than the lower and carnal powers. God help us to awake from our self-indulgent appetites. Medical Ministry, page 278, 1896.